You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief of Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Roslyn in Silver Spring. Roslyn writes, I saw my neighbor's husband coming out of my new neighbor's apartment one morning. She came over and tried to lie about him being there. I said, it's not my business. I noticed that she stopped speaking to me. Should I go talk to her?
Mm. No. For what? She stopped speaking to you, let it go. Mm-hmm. It ain't your business. You said that's the first person I've had write in this letter with the right at. It ain't your business.
Right.
You saw another woman's husband coming out of her apartment in the morning. Hey, that ain't your business. She tried to come over and explain it. Mm-hmm. You said that ain't your business. She quit speaking to you because now she know you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's her All right. guilt.
Mm. All right. Because I know how she said it to you.
What?
I know exactly what she said.
Oh,
you know, when you saw, Demetrius coming out of my apartment the other day. Hey, hold on. What you and Demetrius was doing over there ain't none of my business early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how she said it. That's why she was speaking to you,
She had attitude with
and
it.
And judgment tone when she said it. Little judgy.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to Alan in Miami. Alan writes, I work from home, so the kids are home with me for the summer. They're 6 and 8, and I have to entertain them all day. My wife comes home with an attitude if the house is messy, even though the kids are fed and clean. What's wrong with her?
Same thing wrong be with most men. When a wife is at home doing housework and stuff, and then they come home and ain't nothing to eat in the house messy. And, you know, same thing, you know. You better than me.
What do you mean?
You better than me.
What would you have done?
I'd have put them in the garage and put some electric wire across the garage. Yeah, I'm not.
Really,
I got to go in here and make this money. I'm not finna be out here watching these kids.
I don't know.
Hey, they doing good, ain't they?
And you were doing so. You were doing well, too, until now.
Yeah.
Until then,
right.
You weren't.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, we're gonna quickly move on to Natalie in Pittsburgh. Natalie writes, I retired from nursing years ago. I had an affair with a popular doctor back then. He passed away, and his wife found cards that I'd sent him. That was over 20 years ago, so how do I console a cheating, dead man's wife? Please advise.
Mm.
What?
Ma'am.
What?
How do I console a cheating
dead man's wife? Yeah. She should have said no.
I don't understand. I missed it, Shirley.
Well, okay. I'm going to read it again. All right, this is Natalie. She retired from nursing years ago. She had an affair with a popular doctor back then. He passed away. The doctor passed away, and his wife found some cards that the lady sent him. Natalie, the retired nurse, had sent him. But that was over 20 years ago. So what Natalie is asking, how does she console a cheating dead man's wife? Please advise. So are she and the wife friends?
What is you consoling her for?
Right. Friends?
That part.
What are you consoling her for? That ain't you the nurse.
Right. Well.
You was consoling him. You can't console the whole family. You was there for him.
Yeah,
that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stay away from her.
You want to go to
that
the
part.
Block her. Can't go to the funeral.
No.
You go get slapped.
No, you cannot. Yeah. You'll get slapped at the funeral.
Oh, hell yeah.
Possible. When she walk up there and look at the casket and tell her wife, I'm sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss.
No, when she stays too long looking down at his body and she's whispering to him.
Yeah, both of them in front of that casket.
And touching,
he might get
she's
up.
Touching, yeah.
Touching the body. That's when she gonna get slapped, Steve, when she does that?
Oh, no. As soon as she walk past the casket and, you know...
Whimpers a little bit.
What is you hurting for? That one is going to pop off. You don't hurt in front of me.
Yeah.
Right. Don't cry with me.
Don't cry with me.
All right. This is the last one, Steve. The last one. This is from Claudia in Culver City. Now, Claudia writes, my younger brother owes me money, and his wife said they're planning to go see our parents at the end of the month. That will take gas money and hotel money. Would I be wrong to bring up the money now since he's visiting our parents? What?
Well, yeah, it's going to cost money. What? Mm-hmm. Ta-da!
That's a given, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you stay home.
You're gonna have to put gas
in the car.
Yeah,
you got to pay your rent, and you got to buy some groceries. Man, I think seeing your parents is worth the investment. You're not gonna have them one day, and you're gonna wish you had. You're gonna bring up the money. You can bring up the money, but what about it?
Well, I mean, she wants the money that he owes her.
Her little brother owes her money, and he's talking about he going to see mom and daddy. And she's like, where you get that money from?
Yeah.
You already know you can't loan your little brother no money and get it back. I'm the youngest one in my family. You can't loan your big brother's name no money and get it back.
You are the baby.
So you're just giving it to them at this point. You're not loaning it to them. Don't expect anything back. That's what you're saying, Steve.
She wants to bring it up, though.
She wants her money back. She's expecting to get repaid.
Hey, look, you know you owe me $100. Because that's all it is. It ain't.
It's not a lot.
No. She worried about gas money. That's $100.
Okay. The hotel, too, though. It's more than $100.
Well, I just found out. I was driving in a car, and my driver told me, I passed by Red Roof Inn, and I told him, man, I used to love staying at the Red Roof Inn when I was starting out because it was nice, clean room, and it was $24. I said, the night's inn was $19, but you could get Motel 6 was $17. He said, no, it ain't like that no more. Motel 6 is about $59 now.
We used to leave the light on. We used to leave the light on.
Well, how much was it when y'all was leaving light on?
About $35.
About $40?
Yeah, $35,
$40.
All right.
Yeah, back then.
I would have never been able to stay in there.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.